No fab advice. One, methods of fighting boredom and good habits in general. Consider the following Arab proverb: the devil tempts all men, but idle men tempt the devil. In my past few posts, I discussed how controlling your thoughts, among other things, is the basis for overcoming porn. Today, I'm going to dive into the meaning behind the proverb above and give some guidance to my fellow brothers on methods of keeping yourself busy. Every single one of us at some point has noticed a recurring theme in our fight against porn. That theme is that boredom usually begets the eventual relapse. Hence the proverb above is true. We are all tempted by porn. However, as many of you have noticed, once you get bored, your temptations also flare up. To avoid a relapse, we must collectively find ways to fight against boredom, as it is the father of all sins, as the German proverb goes. The simple cure to boredom is hard work, nothing more. Hard work does not necessarily mean a job with long hours or school study. It can be among many things such as exercise, seeking knowledge, helping others, community service, and so much more. The collective occupation of all these examples is what constitutes hard work. You must find ways to keep yourself occupied, but do not forget that moderation and balance should not be neglected. My personal opinion is that all men should simply start by getting involved in exercise and sports. Not only are the health benefits immense, but the results to your body are a boost of self-esteem. Once you start and continue for a few weeks, exercise becomes a sort of ecstasy that you cannot let go of. Not everyone is at the same level of fitness, so to those of you who are beginners, remember, take things one small step at a time. First, try long-distance walking as an example, or even biking. Walking is probably the best form of exercise if done with the purpose of challenging yourself. Try walking 3 kilometers, then 5 kilometers, then 10 kilometers, and even 20 kilometers if you're up to the challenge. Time yourself and try beating your time by walking faster. You can even add a weighted backpack to challenge yourself after some practice. Eventually, your stamina improves and your legs are strengthened considerably. Your core and back are also engaged thoroughly. This is just one example of the many things you can do. My personal advice is to do an exercise you enjoy doing first and then build up on your progress from there. To continue with other examples, I firmly believe every man and woman should be involved in community service for a cause they believe in. For instance, I enjoy bringing others joy and helping those in need, and as such, I'm involved in local food banks or charity runs. Other times I volunteered to help the homeless and once even volunteered at the Olympics. Volunteering is a great way to keep yourself busy, and there are plenty of opportunities to volunteer in your local towns or even in other large-scale capacities. Now, my personal favorite way of keeping myself busy is through outdoor activity. I often hike, walk, play outdoor sports, swim, explore, camp, travel, and seek out new adventures. I avoid the general go-to spots that everyone seeks out when in the outdoors. Personally, I like to find hidden gems, and so I would take the difficult path or trail to find these places. I enjoy exploring, and so I often go to a big city or small forest and try to get lost in exploration and in finding my way back without assistance. For me, these activities rejuvenate my mind, and along with travel, I feel as though I have emptied all my stress and troubles. So in conclusion, find something you love doing and do it a lot. Balance your life with school, work, community service, and personal leisure exercise. Find other hobbies, like reading books or, as I am doing, writing up posts to help others. Be daring and do things that you thought you never could. As I am a military man myself, I would like to end by putting a famous saying of the British Special Forces before you: who dares, wins. This was not my post. Enjoy today's message.